This is a Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large. Anthropologists who study prehistoric human teeth are unearthing certain links to present-day oral health. Daniel Carruth files this story for Arkansas Public Media.
Right.
Dr. Peter Unger pulls out bags of tooth impressions and shuffles through them. He is standing in a storeroom crammed with boxes filled with jawbones, skulls, and dental molds. This is the Unger Lab at the University of Arkansas, devoted to the study of prehistoric mammal and human teeth development.
Here, for example, is the lower jaw of a species called Paranthropus that lived about 2 million years ago.
Unger, an anthropologist, says these fossils, which reveal environments in which human teeth evolved, inform modern human medical science.
If we understand sort of what we're designed to eat and how that has impacted our oral health, we can see how those changes in diet that have occurred over time are impacting our oral health today and be able to use that to inform clinical practice moving forward.
And he says everything from jaw size to tooth crowding is a result of human evolution.
Our teeth respond to the foods that we eat. If you look at our evolution, we've learned that our jaws used to be much larger, and our jaws were larger, it turns out, because we were spending a lot more time eating hard, brittle, tough foods that stimulate jaw growth.
A recent focus of his work has been with the Hadza people of Tanzania, some of the last remaining hunter-gatherers. And that's because modern research on tooth decay is linked to a widespread shift to agriculture.
If you look at the bioarchaeological record, before the origins of agriculture, there are very few cavities in the mouth. The teeth are beautiful.
And that's because traditional meat and plant-based diets were mostly devoid of carbohydrates like corn, which break down into sugar in the mouth and form acidic bacteria that can lead to cavities. But Unger's research reveals gaps in that well-established theory.
I found a really high rate of cavities in the Hadza men.
And he says that's because early research doesn't factor for all environments and foods that early humans accessed.
When you look in the tropics, you see that at least men will often consume honey. The honey will get trapped between wax residue on the teeth, and they don't brush their teeth, and the tooth itself. And that causes high rates of cavities.
And I just keep scanning.
Undergraduate student Dylan Elkington Stoss sits at a computer and fidgets with a human tooth under a microscope in the Unger lab. A scratchy gray image pops up on the screen, resembling more of a topographic map of the moon than a tooth. Stoss says the tiny indentations reveal dietary patterns. He's researching tooth enamel erosion.
Right now, it's really pricey to diagnose it, and partial destruction to the tooth also happens. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to find a way to do it without being so invasive.
His research, funded by the National Institutes of Health, may lead to the development of a non-invasive handheld device that can monitor and treat erosive tooth wear, mostly caused by sugary drinks, according to the American Dental Association. Unger says the goal of the lab is to help people understand that there's more to oral health than just brushing and flossing. It's about the relationship between humans and their environment.
Diet is a key to everything that we do. And if we're going to understand evolution as a result of environmental change, which it seems to be, we have to know something about diet. The best way to get at diet is through teeth.
For Arkansas Public Media in Fayetteville, I'm Daniel Carruth.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.